calls for increases in Homes for Queenslanders funding. According to the company, recent data shows Australia's housing system is oversubscribed. It states more funding is required through its capital and Queensland Housing Investment Funds to ensure affordable and social housing in the state is delivered. QShelter also emphasises investment support in locally manufactured and sustainable building components to bypass construction industry challenges. The state budget is set to occur tomorrow and will determine if these calls have been considered. In other local news, first home buyers will see reduced costs to combat the current cost of living crisis. The first homeowner concession on transfer duties are set to increase from $500,000 to $700,000. The Miles government in this move intends to target a key affordability challenges in purchasing a home. Premier Stephen Miles says he wants to see a fairer go for all Queenslanders. This substantial change is set to support up to 10,000 new buyers a year. In national news today, there has been another spill off Victoria's Gippsland coast from the ExxonMobil offshore gas rig, as revealed during yesterday's Senate estimates hearing. Australia's offshore oil and gas regulator, NOPSEMA, stated that on May 29th, Mobil reported a gas condensate spill of 200 litres at the Marlin A platform in the Gippsland Basin fields. This comes just 7 weeks after a pipeline failure at Mobil's Kingfish A rig, leaking corrosion inhibitor chemicals and gas condensate into the ocean.
Coles has imposed strict purchasing limits on eggs after bird flu was detected at a fifth Victorian poultry farm. Four properties between Ballarat and Geelong have confirmed cases of the highly pathogenic H7N3 strain of avian influenza. Almost 500,000 chickens have been euthanized, with quarantine zones set up to restrict the movement of birds and equipment. Victoria is the third largest egg producing state in Australia and will now see a significant reduction in supply of around 450,000 eggs per day. In international news, South Korea retaliates against North balloon warfare with loudspeakers. On Sunday, Joint Chiefs of Staff from Seoul reported 300-plus waste-filled balloons arrived from the north. South Korea is restarting loudspeaker broadcasts of anti-North messaging as a result. South's National Security Council says their attack will be unbearable, speaking with Reuters. The military broadcast is said to have reached up to 15 miles into the north. That was a sequel to last week's balloon attack from the north. For your weather today, it is currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and UV index is predicted to reach 4 in the moderate band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.